Planning to host this summer? Same day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Isn't it amazing that we live in a world where you can get anything you need when you need it right to your door? With DoorDash, you can get pretty much anything from pet food to snacks to alcohol or toothpaste or even headphones. You name it, DoorDash has it. This came in handy when I realized I forgot some things for my family barbecue. I was ready to cook the burgers on the grill, and we ran out of condiments. I love my burgers with all the fixings, so I went to my DoorDash app and ordered some right away. And another time I used DoorDash was when I was sick at home and I didn't have any tissues or medicine. There was no way I could leave the house, so all I did was open my phone, clicked on the DoorDash app, and started my search. It's that easy. DoorDash, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to get almost anything delivered. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
I am all in.
All In with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody. Scott Patterson, I Am All In podcast, 111 Productions, iHeartRadio, iHeartMedia, iHeartPodcast, iHeartIceCream, iHeartSoda, iHeartEverything. We are backstage at the iHeart Theater in Burbank, California. It is a legendary place where Jay Leno taped all of his Tonight Show episodes, and we are doing a live event podcast for a very select group of super fans. I think there's about 300 of them. We are very, very excited. We're going to be talking to Sebastian Bach. We're going to be talking to Keiko Ogeno. We're going to be talking to Vanessa Morano. We are thrilled to put on this event for you, the best fans on the planet. So here we go. Okay, so we're talking to Sebastian Bach. We have a big night here at the iHeart Theater. I Am All In podcast live event.
This is really exciting. And I came into this thinking that, Scott, you just put this together yourself.
But it's going to be a little thing.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It is really cool. And the Gilmore Girls is a big deal. I am a guy who tours the world all the time. And I always tell people when I get into my hotel room in like Australia or Mexico, I can remember being in these countries and I'll put the TV on after the long flight and it's Gilmore Girls.
Is there any particular language that is funny?
It's all funny. I'm like, I just can't believe like in a hotel in Mexico, like there's, they're playing the show. So it has a very much a life of its own. It really does.
You still get recognized a lot for the show or more for Skid Row?
In different parts of town, I get recognized for different things. Right. If I'm at a rock club, it's Skid Row. But if I'm at the mall, it's Gilmore Girls.
Right. And you've your career as a rock artist, one of the premier singers in rock, with one of the biggest voices in rock, and you're still going. You're still touring. You're still traveling the world.
I have a new song that was the number one most added song on active rock radio.
Wow.
Which at my stage of my career, I can't believe I'm even saying
that. Congratulations.
It's called What Do I Got to Lose?
I heard it.
and it was co-written with Miles Kennedy.
Okay, sure.
Yes.
Yeah, L.A. Guns and
no,
is it Guns N' Roses?
Alter Bridge.
Right.
And Slash. He's a singer.
Right, okay.
Slash.
There you go.
And Alter Bridge. He's without the singer.
Gotcha. Is he an L.A. guy?
No.
I'm thinking of a different guy.
Miles Kennedy is... he's just an incredible songwriter, and I just love being on the radio in 2024.
Man. Yeah, man,
that's incredible.
Awesome, awesome. So, yeah. so you're booking more gigs as a result of the song, and you're going all over the place.
I have a full album coming out later in the year, and I'm about to go to Argentina and Brazil and Uruguay.
Prime Gilmore territory, by the way. Yes, it is.
They love it down there.
They love it. They love it.
Yes,
they love it.
And Australia, too. Did I see that you went to Australia?
I did not go. I went to Australia in 2015.
Right. Okay, yeah. I knew you went there.
Yeah, I was in Melbourne.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
For your band?
No, no, for a convention. Gilmore? For a convention.
For Gilmore? It's huge
Huge. Huge.
We should team up.
Let's do
my band and your band.
Oh, let's do it.
And play.
Can you
Australia.
Sing for my band too? Thank you.
Well, if you got $3,000 or
something. I think I can scrounge. You know what? I'll raid my kids' piggy bank. He's got $3,000.
It's about the basic bottom line.
Let's do it. I'll tour. I'd love to tour with you. Let's
that's
go.
That's like a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer.
Like, you do your set. Yeah. I do my set. Yeah. The Gilmore Girls fans come. They see Scott, Gil, I mean, Luke, Gil.
If you're serious,
I don't know why no promoter already doesn't think of that.
I would be honored to open for somebody of your stature. Actually,
I'm just saying
it takes the pressure off me.
Just saying, Australia is such a hotbed of fan, like of rock and roll and the Gilmore Girls.
You really
together.
Think we could? You think we could fill some seats?
I know.
I mean,
we could.
I
do it all the
time. Without me, what are you doing? You're doing 5,000 seaters.
I do like the Metro in Sydney.
How many people?
Like 4,000.
Wow.
3,000.
Wow.
The Forum in Melbourne. You have to say it right. They
okay.
Don't like
okay.
It. It's not Melbourne.
Right.
It's Melbourne. Melbourne.
Now you got to clear this with the promoters, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying, why
they got to bring in an extra band and the whole thing. You think we could attract more
people? I'm
just
saying, make it like a Gilmore Girls kind of event.
I don't see
with
why
Luke's
not.
With Luke's band and Gil's band. What, are we stupid? I mean, all we gotta do is show up. Let's get on the flight.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. The songs are actually good.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would do my Skid Row song, the hit songs that I have.
Yeah.
But I mean, it would be hilarious if I did Hollaback Girl. A few times I've been around that track, and it's not gonna happen like that. I ain't no hollaback girl. I ain't. What, that beat's like a bossa nova.
It's not good, right? Is it wrong?
No, I think it's kind of like. It's like a bossa nova. That would work in Brazil.
See, I'm 10 steps ahead of you.
The girl from Ipanema.
But this podcast goes to Australia, right?
Well, there you go. Yeah, well, let's let Australia know we're on the way.
If any of you promoters out there enjoy cash, like if you're into that whole money thing, let's put on a little shindig.
Let's do it.
A celebration, if you will.
My fantasy is to play a summer festival.
Why not?
You know, get Why outdoors not? And
wait,
get
wait,
on an open air stage.
Who's the other guy that I replaced? Was it Jared Padalecki? Right.
Padalecki.
Right.
What do you mean replaced?
On the show, he was on Gilmore Girls, and then he left the show. Yeah. That's when I came on.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
But doesn't he have a band as well?
I don't think so.
Oh. Was there any other? Carole King!
Gosh,
hello?
Let's go! Can she write? She can write some songs.
I think she's...
Has she won about 20 Grammys?
She's read
30
a
Grammys?
Too. Yeah.
Presidential Medal of Freedom kind of good writing? Yeah, there you go.
I think she's even better than me.
She could be better. She could. It could happen. It could be.
When I call you, and I'll be there, yes I will. When I call you, and I'll be there. Yes, I will. We're back to the Bossa Nova. Well, this is so, you know, I was struck by the weather today rolling in to Burbank.
Yeah, yeah.
It felt like I was flying into Stars Hollow.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be like this for a while.
Connecticut.
We're going to get some cloudy, misty stuff here for a couple of days here through the weekend. But and we'll be back with sports. So big event tonight.
Yes.
You know, you're coming on and we're going to light it up, aren't we?
This show has life of its own, and it means a lot to a lot of people. Like, I'm a big, huge fan of the band Rush. And yeah. I know I was on your podcast a couple months back. I probably told the story, but when they were filming, and Carrie, who was my stand-in, he calls me in my hotel. He goes, "Hey, man, you're not going to believe who's here." I go, "Who?" He goes, "Geddy Lee from Rush." Yes, and his daughter loves the Gilmore Girls, loves the show. And Geddy brought his daughter to watch you film your show. I mean, I'm a fan.
Unbelievable.
So I get to the set. There's Geddy sitting in a chair.
I actually remember that day.
Yeah.
I remember Brian De Palma came, brought his daughter too. Brian De Palma.
Brian De Palma. Yeah.
I came off the set into Dosey's. You know, they have Video Village back in Dosey's. Mm-hmm. We're shooting in Luke's, and there's Brian De Palma sitting there. I went, huh? I hope I didn't suck.
Well, I just couldn't believe. There was one point that day I was hanging out with Sally Struthers and Geddy Lee. Like, from the 70s, the family in Rush.
It's surreal. I know.
Like, how cool. We must be doing something right. Like,
we are going to hook up. We're going to tour Australia.
Why not?
We're going to burn it to the ground. And the rest is history. Sebastian Bach, thank you for coming by.
Woo!
We will see you up on stage.
Yes.
And we're going to continue this conversation, brother.
Can't wait. Great talking to you guys.
Good talking to you, pal. Forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com.
Summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
A new season of Bridgerton is here, and with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix, then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.